High Political News, also known as citizen journalism, is a platform for journalists or citizens to create their community website or niche journalism project. High Political is geared for the concern of residents towards a particular community and is reported by people who have a passion for the quality of life there. Community websites can range from villages, towns, to widespread areas of cities. The question is, why did High Political start? With the trend of blogs beginning a few years ago, citizens and some journalists have since turned to create their own news sites when local newspapers have disappeared or are not covering the in-depth issues that matter. One example of this is a High Political news site called Blog Preston, which has filled the void for the Preston Citizen newspaper, which shut down along with a host of other community newspapers in the Northwest. High Political news sections can also take advantage of 21st century media on a regular basis, for that being one of the positives. They can live blog from local war meetings and produce regular podcasts and community events happening within their area. The trend has accelerated within the last year, and occasionally it can provide resources for established local newspapers. Citizen journalism can provide opinion and small pieces of news that local dailies can't. Occasionally, High Political news sites can achieve some success in many ways. There is one example of a news site called HU17, based in Beverley near Hull, which began a print magazine edition in September. This, however, is a unique situation, as High Political news is predominantly online. Another example is an independent media local news site, which sources the best news content, which is called Inside the M60 Daily, a Manchester blog, which uses tweet links to the best news of the day from around Manchester. The best news of the day is then produced in an online daily newspaper. Some of the stories have been selected from citizens who have written posts on their own blogs, which may be of interest to the reader. Others are selected from various other news sites across Manchester. One of the flaws surrounding the trend is a lack of media accreditation. There are various different places, for example, such as council press officers, which only permit to media organisations recognised by the PCC or Ofcom. This is despite the fact that some journalists will write themselves for hyperlocal news sites. Media corporations are also aiming to dominate the hyperlocal market, which might threaten the chances for independent and citizen journalists running a profitable mini-media empire in the future. The Guardian has already expanded its hyperlocal sites to Leeds and Cardiff, and has even started paying some bloggers for the use of regular coverage. The concept of running a hyperlocal news site without a business model or accreditation is a challenging prospect. In this current time, the trend is only a digital community and not a business. Also, daily news is not always run on hyperlocal sites, which can only occasionally make it irrelevant to the local newspapers. The aim of hyperlocal news is to establish a national platform around the UK, and it is more mission-based than for-profit at this current time.